This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Naija Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
All right, my name never changed. My name is Remember that Angel will not get wings, that Angel will not fly. But you know the matter, I'm in a fly boy. All right, I would like to come out for a game between us and Tottenham Hotspur. Yes, we happen for inside we home, for inside Emirates Stadium. All right, wonderful play, wonderful results, crucial points gotten, yes. Crucial record gotten, yes. As a matter of fact, congratulations to Mikel Arteta for being a coach who don't win at least every top six team. He don't win against Chelsea, don't win against Manchester United, he don't win against Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp, he don't win against former boss, talking about Pep Guardiola for Inter Manchester City. Congratulations to Ram. Then if you wish to add Leicester City also, as the case may be, you don't win them also, then Tottenham Hotspur. Congratulations. Big congratulations to the coach, Mikel Arteta, and congratulations to every Arsenal fan out there. All right. Despite the fact we win this game, we still get some hitches, so we need to look into. Now, going by our game, the boys really proved well. From the onset, from the beginning of the game to the last minute, we played a very fantastic game. And despite the fact that the last minute can't turn out to be something else. Whenever I see a starting lineup, we don't involve our best legs and we play fine like this, it always drag my attention to something. Mikel Arteta's agenda. Now, here my head will always go first with that. If you remember very well, for my past podcast, I don't want to talk to Mikel Arteta get agenda for his Arsenal. He has a pattern. Yes, but the only problem is, most of times, he failed to believe in himself, to understand the fact that his agenda will truly, truly work. Now, if you notice most of the games we don't lose, maybe because of, say, the team or the opponent we don't play against overshadow us for inside the game. But the simple reason is we couldn't utilize our chances. Now, see our defensive line, see our midfield, see our attacking force. Everybody was working. Now, you can ask yourself, with this kind of pattern, with this kind of play, what did really, really cause our defeat? If you can't look very well, you can't discover, and still we did cause our defeat. If we discover most of the goals we don't cause for ourselves this season, now we be the cause of it. Now we be the architect of it. Back pass, defensive pass. At the end, you go see defensive error. I know say everybody know they perfect, but then how long will they utilize? How long will they experience a mistake from a defensive line? Would they need to go? Now the boys had a good game. They learned from their last game. We will draw 1-1. You understand, against Burnley. Now, coming into this game, if we notice very well, the defensive line, David Luiz, no do more of those in reckless tackle and careless tackles again. That one, I just let you understand, say he's learning fast. But my case now is, we utilizing our chances. We had little chance in the game, but yet we utilize the little we'll get. If Arsenal as a team continue to utilize chances like this, I don't see us to get any problem. The defensive line was solid. Gabriel Magalhães, kudos to you. David Luiz, good collabo with Gabriel Magalhães. Now, from the wing back, I really, really recommend the effort of Kieran Tierney. He's fast learning, good crossing, good mindset. But if you notice very well in that game, we make use of only the left side of our game. We only make use of the left side. What's up with the right side? See, in order to be a complete team, we need to know our differences. Now imagine, say, the left side of that part of the game will be try utilize. We don't fit utilize that angle. Imagine, so we meet a tough team with their left back, they're very, very solid. Or their right back. Okay, we're not left to use. Okay, their right back, they're very, very solid. How we go fit penetrate through our left side? That is to tell you that creativity is something we are still lacking in the team. The boys had a good game, but we still need that 101% creative mind. Kudos to Martin Odegaard, very good girl. Kudos to Emil Smith-Rowe, very good girl. Kudos to Lacazette. But my only problem with Lacazette is positioning. He always have a good game, but the problem with him is he failed to position himself in the right direction in order to utilize. And that's not the single reason why Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang did better off than him. Every of the guys who played today did a very wonderful job. If we continue to utilize our chances, we're not going to cry of defeat. Now, I want to address another issue. Shortly before the game, Mikel Arteta said something. Say he didn't keep Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang for bench because of disciplinary method. But the big question is it the right time for him to have disciplinary issues with the man who called Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who be our sole goal scorer at any given time? This guy, the position very well. Now, far from an impact for inside the game, I feel disciplining a player, to me, I don't seek people's consent on this particular matter, and I discover, say, almost everybody's consent when I seek, they're different from my own. Yeah, most people are saying they're right, but to me, I still feel the game is a business kind of game. Sentiment aside, you know this guy will give you what you want. If only we lose this game to that, I'll call the blames on Mikel Arteta. If you have a problem with a player, try and settle that issue with the player. No carry him into our game. This was a crucial derby. This was a crucial game. This is a game we don't lose. First leg, 2-0. And you know, see this very game, a prideful game. So I see no reason why you can't carry differences attached to a game like this. I beg. No matter what difference you get with Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, I beg, make them settle down. There are no consign us. We don't too suffer this season to hear all this issue thing. If the guy maybe comes for according to the issue, he came for the squad meeting late, which I believe will not be the first time in the door, I believe, because Mikel Arteta taking a drastic action on keeping him on the bench shows clearly was not be the first time it is. But then, is this the best method to punish a player who be a goal poacher? Who will give you goals week in, week out at any given time? Yes, they say, if you don't start with the leaders, the others no go follow. But the big question is, are you in the rightful direction? I know the talk say everybody know they're important in the team. Everybody they're important. But we'll never reach that standard for now because we are building up a team. We'll never reach that standard. So they give punishment with this so drastic like this. Even if you want to keep him from bench, we'll bring him along inside the game later on. We need goals, we need points, we need everything right now. You understand? So I beg, Mikel Arteta, no matter the kind of difference we get with Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, make it not affect the team emotionally, because by the time they treat this guy like this, emotions go there attached. He go feel like, you know, they well appreciated. I know you talk saying they're that special. But the question is he not special? Yes, if you ask me. But good game so far, so good. Good outing. I look forward to our next game between us and Olympiacos for the return leg of the Europa League. And one more thing, I look forward to Arsenal lifting the Europa League trophy this particular season. That's now one thing with my mind there on top. My name never changed. My name still remains that angel will not get wings, that angel will not fly. But you know the matter. Me not fly boy. Make you not enjoy the rest of the day as it be.
If you've been a Niger Arsenal fan, make sure you follow us on top Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. We do on top Facebook as well at UpGunnersNG. UpGunners!